The impossible happened on a Boston street corner. Jack Reacher saw a dead man walking, Francis Xavier Quinn, the same man he'd personally shot and watched fall from a cliff into the Pacific Ocean 10 years earlier. This ghost from Reacher's past wasn't just any criminal. Quinn was a traitor who'd sold military secrets to Iraqi intelligence and murdered one of Reacher's most promising investigators, Dominique Cole. Her death had haunted Reacher for a decade, a failure he couldn't forgive himself for. Within hours of spotting Quinn, Reacher finds himself approached by DEA agents with a proposition that crosses every moral line. Stage a kidnapping of innocent college student Richard Beck, rescue him, and infiltrate the heavily fortified main compound of his father, Zachary Beck, a suspected weapons trafficker connected to Quinn. The plan requires Reacher to appear to kill a police officer during the operation, making him a fugitive who needs Beck's protection. The elaborate charade works perfectly. After the rescue, Beck welcomes Reacher into his fortress, a peninsula jutting into the Atlantic, surrounded by water on three sides and protected by an 8-foot wall topped with razor wire. What begins as a mission to find a missing DEA agent quickly transforms into something far more personal, the chance to finally deliver justice for Dominique Cole and prevent a massive weapon shipment from reaching terrorist cells across three continents. Beck's compound is a psychological prison disguised as a sanctuary. Beck tests Reacher's loyalty through Russian roulette with a .44 Magnum, a test Reacher passes using physics knowledge and nerve. This establishes the stakes. One wrong move means death. As Beck's new security chief, Reacher faces multiple threats. Polly, a steroid-enhanced giant who terrorizes Beck's wife and son, and Duke, a corrupt ex-cop watching Reacher's every move. What seems like drug trafficking is actually more sinister. The Oriental rug business provides perfect cover, expensive rugs concealing military-grade weapons bound for terrorist cells. Beck isn't the mastermind, but another victim, forced into the operation after Quinn orchestrated his son's kidnapping. Nightly, Reacher conducts his own investigation, swimming through bone-chilling Maine waters to meet DEA agent Susan Duffy, sharing intelligence while fighting hypothermia. With each passing day, his cover story weakens, and time for finding the missing agent runs short. Throughout the mission, Reacher's mind returns to his greatest professional failure, Dominique Cole's death. While tracking Quinn's scheme to sell classified weapons technology, Reacher allowed her to make an arrest alone, a decision meant to advance her career. Instead, Quinn captured, tortured, and murdered her. The memory of finding her carefully staged body has haunted him for years. Their relationship was built on professional respect and unspoken attraction, with their final conversation about seeing each other socially becoming a painful reminder of paths not taken. This emotional undercurrent transforms the thriller into a meditation on guilt and redemption. Reacher carries Cole's death as his greatest regret, driving his increasingly reckless behavior. Each flashback reveals deeper self-recrimination, showing how this failure has shaped his subsequent decisions and approach to justice, making his current mission about finishing what began years earlier. When Reacher confronts Polly, the novel delivers one of the series' most brutal fights. Despite Polly outweighing him by 200 pounds and standing nearly 7 feet tall, Reacher engages with calculated precision, leveraging military training against raw strength. The battle unfolds in a rain-slicked boatyard with crashing waves as backdrop. Reacher endures punishment that would kill most men, cracked ribs, dislocated shoulder, multiple lacerations, while maintaining his analytical approach. After a punishing struggle, he shatters Polly's arms before finishing him with precisely placed shots from matched Colt anacondas. Later, cornered on a cliff edge by Quinn's men, Reacher makes a desperate choice, throwing himself into Harley's Cleft, a deadly ocean current. The underwater struggle becomes the novel's darkest moment. The freezing water sucked me down like a lubricated tube, accelerating headfirst into blackness. I fought against the powerful current while my lungs burned and my chest crushed under pressure. This brush with drowning strips Reacher to pure survival instinct, his emergence becoming a symbolic rebirth before the final confrontation with Quinn. After rescuing DEA agent Teresa Daniel and securing her medical care, Reacher returns to Beck's compound armed with only a carpenter's chisel for his final confrontation with Quinn. In Beck's opulent den, he executes Quinn with methodical precision, whispering, 1018, Dom, police code for case closed, plus Dominique Cole's nickname. This resolution delivers the narrative's catharsis. Reacher avenges Cole while preventing weapons from reaching terrorist cells across three continents. The chisel symbolizes his approach, direct, unflinching, and irreversible. Victory comes at a heavy cost, three dead FBI agents, derailed careers, and lasting trauma. When DEA agent Duffy mentions Teresa shows no recognition of her rescuer, Reacher responds, "You do the right thing for the right reason. The thanks comes from inside yourself." This crystallizes Reacher's moral foundation, a man guided by an internal compass operating independently of external validation, following a personal code of justice in an often unjust world. Persuader demonstrates why the Jack Reacher series captivates readers. Reacher embodies the quintessential American archetype, the wandering knight who resolves problems through direct action rather than institutions. His tactical brilliance, physical prowess, and moral clarity satisfy our longing for a hero who cuts through complexity with certainty. What distinguishes Reacher is his philosophical depth. Despite his capacity for violence, he remains introspective, contemplating ethical questions even while preparing for conflict. His internal monologues reveal someone who grasps the moral complexity of vigilante justice. The novel excels by placing Reacher in an impossible situation where potential allies might be enemies and every choice carries deadly risk. To complete his mission, he makes compromises that blur ethical lines, appearing to kill an officer, working with gunrunners, and executing Quinn outside legal channels. When the novel concludes, Duffy offers Reacher clothes for different climates. His choice of warm weather attire signals his return to wandering. Heading toward I-95, thumb out for a ride south, the ending provides both closure and continuation. Persuader tests Reacher's moral code through challenging questions. Does the end justify the means? Is personal vengeance justified? What price should one pay for justice? The novel offers no simple answers, instead showing how principled individuals may compromise morally when confronting evil. Reacher's willingness to cross lines reveals both his humanity and determination. His alliance with government agents operating outside legal boundaries demonstrates how traditional systems sometimes fail. The story explores how past failures shape present actions. Reacher's guilt over Dominique Cole's death drives him to take risks, ensuring Quinn doesn't escape again. This emotional core elevates the narrative to a meditation on redemption. Reacher represents a comforting fantasy, someone with the skills to right wrongs, guided by a moral compass. His freedom costs him comfort, relationships, and sometimes ethical boundaries, yet his commitment to justice suggests some principles warrant any sacrifice. The book leaves us questioning, what would we risk to right wrongs that haunt us?